And finally, a shout out to Big Fatty at Big Fatty Online for no other reason than I haven't pimped out his show and been on his broadcast for the longest time. And Rabbit, it is December 1st as I record this, so pinching a punch. Love you, Big Fatty. So I guess that's it.
Thanks for flying with us. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thanks now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I haven't pimped out Big Fatty for the longest time.
Rabbit. Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4128 of the BFO for right the 1st of December 2023. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my day and being fatty. Jinglers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your fall right is going well. Y'all, it's the season. Tis the season. Yes, Big Fatty, even the Grinches have got to admit that it's crema time now. It's true. And I know the holidays are hard for some people, but y'all, if nothing else, make it a joyful time for others. And y'all, even if you don't really care for children or anything like that, and, you know, enjoy seeing the joy and the believability in the eyes of young children, and y'all just think back and think, oh, Big Fatty, I wish I, well, y'all, you, let me just tell you, if anyone says there is no Santa Claus, I just have to tell them, well, Santa Claus comes to see yes, Big Fatty, it's because you have lots to eat. Well, that may be true too, but y'all, just sit back and you know how, you know, you can sit back and you look at the lights on the Christmas tree and in a dark room and you just kind of squint your eyes and it's just little prisms of colored lights. Big Fatty, what in the hell have you been smoking? Nothing. Although I am roasting my nuts. Big Fatty, I knew you'd make it vulgar. But y'all, it's crema time, and get out there and make the most of it, and Merry Crema from Big Fatty. And me too, Big Fatty.
Part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, not three, but four celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, y'all, it's today, the 1st of December. Y'all, he used to do a little show called The Gay Trucker. Yes, Big Fatty. And I want to say that that's how Straight Bob found Big Fatty. Big Fatty, well, Well, and it's downhill from that. And, y'all, but DJ David J was his name. And, y'all, he was a trucker, like Trucker Alex. And, y'all, then he became a barber. And he's got a barber shop out there in the northern Mexico. I think the Faye driver has been to his shop on numerous occasions. But, y'all, just a good, good guy. And, yes, Big Betty, we love DJ David J. And, y'all, then on Saturday, two folks who also have, or had their own little show. Y'all, the first, y'all, he's over there. He's over there in the Ock. Part of a trio of talented young men. Y'all, they used to do a big book of everything. Y'all, I am talking about none other than Flat 29 and their leader, Dan. Big Betty, we love Flat 29, Dan. We do indeed. And y'all, then the next one also on Saturday, y'all, he put the P. He put the P in PNS Explosion. Y'all, he's up there in the Chicago's. Y'all, I've never met him, but y'all, he just seems to be a good guy. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Pat Powers. Big fan, and we love PNS, Pat. And y'all, then on Sunday, y'all, he calls in to the little show on a semi-regular basis. Y'all, I've met him. I've met him twice. Once at the Colonnade, the home of the gays and the grays. And once at Pride 48, I'm talking about none other than the Little Ozzy Battler. Big Betty, we love Scotty. So, y'all, if you see any of them on the social media, wish him a big old piece of cake.
Happy, happy birthday to you.
Dear Gussie, now y'all, just a reminder that this coming Wednesday, the 6th of December, y'all, it is the Podcasters of America dinner at the Colonnade in Hatlanta. It's for podcasters and listeners. So y'all, if you're in the Hatlanta area, come join us at 6 p.m. in the evening at the Colonnade for Podcasters of America. Gussie, y'all, Big Betty, Alex LaFerre in the spirits. Yes. But y'all, before I get into telling you about my day, you know, over the past few days, I've said there's something I'm meaning to tell y'all, and I just can't remember it. I remembered it, and I remembered to write it down. Y'all, Veda told me that the Sirius XM radio was offering free access through the 4th of December. And y'all, they've got several Crema music channels. They've got the Holiday Traditions. I think that's on number 71. And they've got Holly, and that's on 79. And then there's a one called Hallmark Crema. And y'all, it's over in the 100s somewhere, in 110s somewhere. But y'all, I've thoroughly enjoyed listening to it. Y'all, I'm not going to pay for the Sirius XM. But yes, I enjoy listening to the Crema music on there. So y'all, if you've got a Sirius XM radio in your car, check it out and enjoy. You know, it's the best coupon ever, free. And y'all, the other thing I wanted to mention is Miss Bacon had sent me some updates, and I failed to pass them along to you. But y'all, you know that Kingsley, yes, Big Fatty, the one of the quiet ones. You gotta watch them. Well, y'all, y'all, and I've met Kingsley in Lost Wages, and y'all, just delightful. But well, anyway, Miss Bacon, Kingsley had posted, I guess, on the Metaspace. That y'all, he had a fall. He had a fall from the love chamber. Oh, Big Fatty, was he leaking? No, he evidently rolled out of the bed and broke a tooth or something. When he hit the floor, and they were afraid he had a concussion or whatever, but anyway, he was able to get an appointment with the El Dentista, which we all know is Mexican for dental surgeon, and so y'all, and I believe it was at Tooth Hurty, but y'all, everything has been adjusted, and everything's back in where it should be, and I think he's got some temporary braces. Big Fatty, why's he got what they did? Is it knocked his teeth, not his legs? No, not leg braces. Oh, never mind. And anyway, we send out good thoughts to Kingsley, and y'all, if you see him, wish him wish him a quick recovery. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, back to my day. Y'all, I finished out my day with the news and of course the Jeopardy. And then it was about time for the Survivor, and y'all, I just decided I wanted me some popcorn, so I fixed me up a bag of the microwave popcorn. You know, I used the Blanc Jewel popcorn. It's really good, and it's a lot less mess. But I get the one with the no salt and no oil, so that I can flood it in butter and salt after I've popped it in the microhoist. The amount of radar range. And y'all, I sat and I ate that and watched the Survivor. Y'all, it's a good episode. Good episode of The Survivor. Y'all, we're getting near the end. Getting near the end of the big run and The Survivor. I think we probably got 2 weeks of the big run and maybe 3 weeks of The Survivor. Well, let's just see here now. We got one, two, yeah, probably. That's about, probably about right. And, but y'all, I was ready for bed before the big run got started, so I said I'll just watch it on Thursday. So y'all, it was another cold night, but y'all slept like a baby, and y'all woke up about, I don't know, it was about 20 minutes to 7, and y'all been getting a good uninterrupted sleep. Yes, Big Fatty, plus you had a gentleman call up. Well, that never hurts. And so I got up, had my breakfast, had my coffee, read the paper, did my puzzles, and then I was off. I was off to the Sam's Club because, y'all, I needed to get a few more ingredients for things that I'm making to take over to Atlanta. So I got that all taken care of, and got me a new pair of black pants to walk in, gymnatorium pants, if you will. And y'all, then I came back and I was off on my morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres, did the big circle. Y'all, they got the big crema tree lighting later tonight for right night, and then Saturday is the Crema Parade. Yes, Big Fatty. And then got my share, and I've been doing some afternoon cooking. Y'all, I'm going to have my annual hearing test, and y'all need to get my hairs cut. So, y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I guess y'all, that Moose P had told me that to expect a gift at via the lesbian delivery service. And y'all, I've received a gift at from the Lesbiterian delivery service. So y'all, I'm just going to open it up right now. It came a little bit later than I expected, but I knew it was coming. So I just held off on finishing the little show so I could open it on the little show, because y'all, I sure as hell didn't want to wait a week while I'm in Atlanta. And y'all, let's just see what we got here. And oh, Big Fatty, what is it? Oh, look a there, Big Fatty. It says a gift for you. Hope you're still drinking tea. Happy holidays, Moose. Y'all, it is a joyous Noel Tea Advent Calendar. Oh, Big Fatty, is that like the mocking calendar? No, not at all. Oh, this is beautiful. This is really nice, Moose. Y'all, it opens up. It's like a giant book, and you just punch out the tea bags. Y'all, I'm going to put a picture. I'm going to put a picture of this up on the www. For Tamari, so y'all go over there and take a look at it. It's just lovely. Moose, you're just the sweetest you can be, and I'll be able to enjoy. Let's see, where is, oh, there's teabag number one right there. So, anyway, Moose, just as sweet as you can be. Yes, Big Fatty. And, y'all, I guess I'll finish it there. Y'all, I will say I got an update from that Chris, and he has told me that there are 23 rooms rented for the Leather Weather weekend. And y'all, you know, 6 weeks 6 weeks out, I think that's pretty good. I originally said if we could get 30 to 50 people there, it would be lovely, just lovely. And y'all, I think we'll be well above that. So y'all, but there's still time to reserve your room for Leather Weather weekend. So Big Fatty, it sounds vulgar. I hope so. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely first weekend of December. And y'all, I'm sure many people will be putting up their crema decorations this weekend. Big Fatty, not Brian and the Burry. Well, I have a feeling the Flomfo may have something to say about that. Yes, Big Fatty. And cut him off. Oh, Big Fatty, I don't believe I said that. Y'all, I'm gonna take my cards from Randy and from Matt Burlingame with me to Hatlanta, and I'll open them up next week on the little show. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Steve the Tater from that airplane show. And Steve, anything to say?
I haven't pimped out Big Fatty for the longest time.
Oh, Big Fatty's pimping himself out. He's just on that Grin Doctor 24 hours a day.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.